You're Locked On Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Locked On Sharks, the premier podcast covering your favorite team in San Jose. It's better.
Earthquake?
Shut up. Earthquakes. Hey, that one wasn't better. I got to keep workshopping it, I guess. I don't know. That one felt good in the mouth.
It did feel good. It had good mouth feels. Feel.
Yeah, mouth feels such a weird word. I'm your host, Kyle Demetrius. Back with me, as always, is JD, the best shape of his life, too. Why can't he reset his game? There's a lot of quotes. I don't know if you want to be in the best shape of your life or being able to reset your game. You're kind of old, so maybe you want to be able to reset your game. But my favorite thing is the training camp quotes we're getting.
Yeah, I would. I think I'm in at this age. I will take best shape of my life because I haven't been in the best shape of my life since I was like 18. So I will definitely take best shape of my life right now.
Best shape of their life alert is my favorite thing. I just love that every person is in the best shape of their life coming in. And it's just so funny. Obviously, we're talking about training camp breaking. So yesterday, the Sharks had picture day. Today, we got quotes with Bob and Doug Wilson, I think, were the two main ones. Did anybody else speak to the media?
I think that was it. Madden this morning. I think it was just those two, yeah.
They're the main ones that we're going to take away from right now. So we're going to cover off day one. They released some lines, some interesting little things. So we're going to get into all stuff on day one. Obviously, take line talk and all that kind of good shit with a grain of salt, because
you mean they're not set in stone?
Yeah, they're not set in stone. The Sharks aren't going to be running a split squad. So I want to start. Where do we want to start? Let's start with Tomas Hertl.
Yes.
I think that he is not going to be a San Jose Shark by the end of the year.
Oh, I know. It makes me sad. They're definitely in the we'll wait and see. You know, we want to have Tomas Hertl here, but we'll see how the season goes. And yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He said he's had several conversations with his agent. They want to keep those private. He said he's going to talk to Hertl in the next little bit. Interesting that he hasn't spoken to him yet. Blames the pandemic a little bit. Well, I don't say, blames a strong word. Uses the pandemic as a reason why it's hard to get deals done or whatever. But he said that you're kind of in a different spot when it comes to finding solutions. You can't just hand out contracts. He said he loves Tomas Hertl, but it has to be one of those, quote, it has to be one of those things that works for everybody. We're dealing with some unique dynamics. Boy, that sounds like a guy who is ready to risk it all for a rebuild if things go sour.
Yeah, I mean, as much as the fan part of me wants to continue to watch Tomas Hertl, person who covers or wants the best, that wants the Sharks to win a Stanley Cup again, or win a Stanley Cup, not again.
Again. When did they win that first one?
In NHL. When
the
I was
multiverse,
playing
Chelsea. Have we opened the multiverse?
Yes. There has to be one multiverse where the Sharks won a cup.
There's a multiverse where San Jose wins the cup every year and Joe Thornton retires with like 19 cups.
Yeah, 19 cups. Yes. And we've all know what his cock looks like because we've seen it too many times.
I want to live in that universe.
We all want to live in that universe. But I think Trady, if the Sharks really, really want to get a full reset, I think trading Hertl is the right thing to do, as much as it pains the fan part of me. So,
yeah, the big thing here is that Doug didn't commit to signing Hertl. He's had talks with the agent and he's going to talk to he said Tommy. Not a lot of commitment there to Tomas Hertl, which is interesting because usually Doug's all about
commitment,
those guys locked up and stuff like that. So
we know how much Doug loves his commitment. So
yeah, his no move 8-year commitment. So it's interesting to see that there isn't that instant like, yes, we're gonna get a deal done or whatever, and there's really a waiting game, which is, I thought. On the flip side, out with the old, in with the new, Doug also didn't shut the door on E5 making the squad.
I'm doing the finger guns right now.
He said, quote, "It's really between the ears. I'll never forget when Logan came in and Pavs came in. You could just see that they thought the game at such an advanced level. It's usually between the ears that enables them to play at a young age. And William is a really mature kid. How he processes things, how he sees the game is really impressive. So nowhere did Doug Wilson say that, no, he wants them to go back to Sweden or whatever. Just said he's mature and he's got to have the mental game. So I think if you want to read into it super, super deep, they probably think he has the skill to compete. And if he's just up to it mentally, the grind, obviously going up from 82 games, the travel, the pressure that comes with playing in the NHL, being away from home, I guess, because he is 18, he's lived in Sweden his whole life. So kind of exciting that they didn't shut that door.
Yeah. As someone who's on the William Ekman's going to play in the NHL this year, this is exciting news. Especially with coming off the back of, you know, Evander Kane's latest allegations and him not being at training camp, that top left wing spots are wide open. So why not fill it with Eklund?
Or fill it with Jonathan Dahlin. So with the line,
the Swedish power left side.
Oh my god! They need another Swedish winger and just make the all Swedish line.
Where's Sorensen doing?
I don't think you shut your mouth, John. You be quiet over there. Don't put that evil into the world. So it's interesting because I know that lines aren't everything, but it's kind of interesting how they kind of break camp, because obviously when you have Jaden Hjalmgavaks playing with Zach Gallant and Evan Weinger, they're clearly bottom of the roster guys that make it. They're clearly playing with guys that they see where they're going to fit in. If you go all the way up to the top of the line sheet, the first squad, so they have three different squads going, basically into little groups. The first line is Dahlin on the left wing, Couture down the middle, and Meyer on the right. So obviously that's just how they open camp and things are going to move around and stuff like that. But I do think it's important that Dahlin is coming over and he's getting a shot where he should be playing. Jonathan Dahlin's not a fourth line guy. He's not a grinder type guy. He's not Barclay Goodrow. He's a goal scorer. He's going to score points and he's a skill guy. And you have to put him with skill guys to succeed. And that was my whole point and our whole point all summer, was that when he finally signed, is that you have to put him in position to succeed with those skill guys. And it's nice that it seems the coaching staff is also moving in that direction. Now, tomorrow he could be with, I don't know, Christoph Hrabek, but I doubt it. If they're going to start him with Couture and Meyer, I think they're really looking at a shot to inject another young guy into the top six.
All right, guys, before we get back to our regularly scheduled podcast, we want to take a quick break to talk to you guys about a old favorite, betonline.ag. Football is back. So all eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back to start another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all pro and college football action this season. With the new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, betonline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. Don't forget to use the promo code NFL100. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Does this sound familiar to you? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows, you're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend log in for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream. It brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes, no need to buy another device ever again. The best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible devices required. Content varies by package. Yeah, and you know, this might be one of those situations where the coaching staff doesn't really have an option but to give him a legitimate shot, just because, I mean, this team right now is not loaded at talent on the wings, especially if Kane is gone, or, you know, we don't know what's happening with Kane with his allegations right now. So, yeah, this might be one of those things where they fall into the right decision to make. So let's go, Darlene.
But they could have done like Rudolph Balcers is on the top line of the second squad with Nick Bonino and Kevin LeBanc. They could have thrown him down there. You know what I mean? And done that. Or they could have thrown him with Hurdle and Noah Gregor, which is clearly not as good. Or let's see, they could have put him with Lane Pedersen and Sasha Shimolevsky. Lane Pedersen and Sasha are both competing for NHL jobs on the fourth line. But it's just interesting that they gave him that top line to start, because William Eklund is on the same squad as Dahlin, and he was with Lane Pedersen and Sasha Shimolevsky, which is a little interesting as well. I hope they're doing the right thing, and I hope they're giving Dahlin a shot.
Yeah, I think they are with putting him with Couture and Meyer. And yeah, I think that's putting him, I think, with the best, I mean, other than Hurdle, I think it's the best opportunity for him to have a chance to actually come in and light the NHL on fire like we're hoping. So
yeah, and if you want to do the super deep Blues Clues, you got Dahlin, Couture, Meyer, then you got Balcers, Bonino, LeBanc, and you have Barabanov, Hurdle, and Gregor. And then sliding in there, we have a Cogliano, Weatherby, Nieto line.
Lord Jasper.
Why couldn't those four lines be the lines to start the season?
Yeah.
Not really missing anybody. You're not like Eklund, Patterson, Shimolevsky, Gambrell, Leonard. But like, you're not Gambrell. We already assumed Gambrell was losing the grip on his job, and Leonard, we assumed, wasn't going to be on the team. So like, Cogliano, Weatherby, Nieto, I kind of like that fourth line.
Yeah, I like that line. You know, you get Lord Jasper with some veteran guys who kind of know what they're doing, and you kind of let him learn on the fly. And, you know, it's, you think with those two guys, you're going to be very defensive responsible, that they're going to be able to kind of make up for any mistakes that Lord Jasper has. But we at Locked On Sharks have been on the Lord Jasper train since the beginning. So, yeah.
I would like to point out that Doug Wilson today said, there's six returning D, blah, 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 blah. And he said, quote, and up front on the forward line, I think there's a battle up the middle, that fourth line center. I think there's going to be a battle in at least two wing spots, a center spot on the fourth line, and one or two defense spots. I am Nostradamus.
Check the tape.
Philosopher do you want? Yeah, check the tape. These are the exact, if you go back and listen today on, I believe Wednesday came out, or Tuesday, we did position battles. We highlighted four position battles. 4C, bottom pair defenseman. Two winger, three winger. Interesting that Doug sees the same thing. So I think that's why we're going to see Barabanov, Balcers, Dahlin, probably Leonard, all mix in there. But I do kind of think that Cogliano, Weatherby, Nieto is a real thing.
Yeah, I like that line. So
yeah, because Gambrell also got... Gambrell got demoted. Well, not demoted. I don't want to say demoted, but in the lines today, he was with
Leonard and Blickfeld. Yep.
Blickfeld's almost certainly going to be in the AHL, and we think that Leonard probably will be going back.
Yeah.
I don't see any reason why Leonard, Gambrell, Blickfeld wouldn't be the top AHL line.
Yeah.
Unless Gambrell gets claimed on waivers.
Yeah. Let's, how about the defense pairing? So we have Burns, Ferraro. I guess Knyazhov is kind of day-to-day with an injury right now.
Yeah.
So I guess right now we have the Vlasic Carlson line defensive pair that we love so much. But Shimmick with Hitaka, which is interesting. And Knyazhov with Merkley, which is, Kyle, you are all about.
Oh, my God. If they're actually going to be committing to the Knyazhov-Merkley pairing, I am just so excited. Like, that is... That is bonkers if they're actually going to do that and just go into all offense pair. That would be so sick. I'd be so happy. I think it's interesting that they just went right out of the gates with the four guys that are going to be on the team, obviously. Burns, Ferraro, Vlasic, Carlson. I think it's interesting that they just put them all together and then mixed it up. Assuming that Knyazhov, when he's back, will just slide in with Carlson and then Vlasic will rotate around, but I'd like to see Vlasic Hitaka.
Yeah, I like this. I wouldn't mind that. Or, you know, Vlasic and Merkley, or just, yeah, somebody who can help Vlasic get the puck out of the zone would be nice. But
it probably means that Shimmick was the odd man out right now.
Yes, that was my guess. check the tape. But also our boy Anya Bucha playing with Megna. Megna,
yeah, give that captain, that age, that Kuda captain swag, the bump.
Yeah, give him a, yeah, I think that's a good sign for Anya Bucha, putting him with the captain and try to kind of take over, because that's where Merkley was playing last year. So yeah, good sign for our boy Anya Bucha. I just want to keep saying Anya Bucha.
Montana Anya Bucha. Eric Carlson, best chase of his life alert.
I don't have my theme right now. Thing, it's upstairs.
Eric Carlson was, they were asked about the defense and stuff like that. And Carlson apparently went home briefly and then he came. No, Carlson didn't go home at all. He lived there didn't all offseason. Yep. Apparently he was at the rink every day. Said he looks good. He's in great shape. It'll be interesting. Carlson also talked about being able to have a regular reset. So getting eliminated, ending the season, doing your offseason program normally, yeah, rather than the last couple of seasons where it's been all messed up. And he wasn't injured, I don't believe, the end of last season. So it's nice that he's got a regular offseason and a non-injured offseason. So, and he cut his hair. Maybe this will be like Thor Ragnarok, where Thor gets his hair cut off by the old man.
Yeah.
And then he learns how to, like, the lightning was always within him the whole time.
Yes.
So he can defeat the god of death, which would be, I don't know who the god of death would be. Vegas.
Father Time.
Yeah. Well, can he help Vlasic beat the god of death? Doug Wilson also mentioned that Vlasic's never been injured or whatever. So why can't he reset his game? Thank you for your optimism, Douglas. appreciate it. Vlasic did apparently come back earlier than he ever has. And apparently he's worked on his skating a lot.
Yes. Working on that speed.
Cool.
Cool. Yeah.
I don't know. The downward trend has been noticeable. I don't know. I really hope that Vlasic can find something, obviously, but it's the downward trend has been a little aggressive. And the reason they switched John Madden back to defense after Rocky left is that John Madden ran the defense in Florida and he had good, apparently the Florida Panthers when he was there had good defensive analytic numbers. So gonna take Doug's word on that. I don't have the time or effort to dig into that.
Yeah, he was also, you know, a defensive forward, won the Selke, so I think he knows how to play some defense. So yeah, which the Sharks could use.
Yeah. That's so funny. Doug was like, Mark Edward is 34 years of age. He's been healthy all his career. There's no reason why he can't reset his game. I guess Doug forgot when Mark Edward took a straight elbow to the dome and missed the entire playoffs. Just forgetting that one.
We all are forgetting that one.
Who among us hasn't taken an elbow from Dustin Brown to the head?
Yes. I assume he just hands him out like Christmas presents. Dustin Brown.
One thing before we go, Doug talked about the accountability in the locker room. Boy, that statement was kind of shit. I don't know. He just kind of blamed it on COVID. Said there was different rules or looser rules and stuff like that. I don't know, man. I just was not. I guess you don't want to throw any players under the bus, but he could have. I don't know. He could have just been like, yeah, we changed some rules that didn't work, and we're recommitting to it. I guess, or I don't know, or.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seemed very much like, oh, don't worry about it. Nothing to see here. You know that Leslie Nielsen
where the
building is blowing up behind him? He's like,
yep. Nothing to see that's, here. Yeah.
Kind of seems what Doug was doing there. I'm not, wasn't too in on that. Are you like me and you're too lazy to actually go to the grocery store and get groceries? So you order a HelloFresh box or a Good Food Prep box every week and get it delivered to your door? If you're lazy like that, and I know there's a lot of you are, Built Bars are a great way to also be lazy about your eating habits. Did you know that Built Bar has 9 delicious flavors, plus some limited time flavors? There's coconut almond, cherry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie. My favorite, or flavorite, if you will, is definitely the peanut butter brownie. And if you haven't tried all the flavors, then you can definitely get a mix box where you get 2 each of the 9 flavors. And not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy too. Most of the flavors have 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories, only 4 grams of sugar, and only 4 grams net carbs. Please check out the individuals because they do vary, but most of them are quite healthy like that. So order today and get that raspberry or mint brownie or whatever your favorite is. So go to builtbar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your first order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at builtbar.com. What are your thoughts?
To the Sharks not being 100% vaccinated, a little disappointing. So that especially means for, because three of the first four games are in Canada. So whomever is not vaccinated, we don't know as of recording, but I'm sure we'll probably find out by the end of the weekend. They can't go to Canada because they aren't allowed.
Across the international border. Yeah, it's the same thing. So, that Tyler Bertuzzi, if you've been on the internet, with Detroit, he can't go play in Canada. Because Doug Wilson said that they're following the rules set out by the NHLPA and the NHL and the county and the state, which means that somebody is getting tested every day because they don't have a vax. And so I don't know who that is. We won't, we'll find out October 19th when they play in Montreal.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to have a mystery groin injury.
Yeah. It's just frustrating when it's, you know, you're actively hurting your team. If you're one of the Shark stars, or if you're a guy,
or just if you're on the team,
yeah, if you're a guy who's trying to make the team and stuff like that, and that's just, I mean,
yeah, like if yeah. If Zach Gallant is getting called up to go play on a road trip, like I don't know, but we'll see. Do you think that's an upper body injury or a lower body injury? This would be upper, right?
I guess it'd be upper, yeah, upper respiratory,
yeah. So we'll find out about that. So that was also less than ideal. To find that out. Any final thoughts about day one? Obviously, as training camp goes along and we get to see the lines, they'll start cutting people too. Like Ethan Cardwell's at training camp. He's not going to be there super long. No offense to Ethan Cardwell. He seems great, but yeah, he's 100% going back to Barrie. There's 0% chance he's getting a 9-game tryout. So once the herd starts to thin, I think we'll get a little bit better of a clue.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see who they, if Darlene gets a legitimate shot at the first line, and kind of if Eklund maybe rotates with Darlene to try to see if he can kind of maybe sink or swim with the big boys for a little bit. So I'm really interested to see how they split the team up for the split squad this weekend, and kind of who goes where, if they maybe try to, you know, keep a balance.
They usually give a couple lines together. Those are like the first and second line of each team will kind of be like lines that they want to keep together.
Yeah.
They won't like stack one squad and leave the other squad empty. They should. Because it make our jobs easier. But yeah, they won't do that. They'll probably, so like Hurdle will be centering, I don't know, LeBanc and Eklund. And then Couture on the other team will be centering Darlene and Meyer. And they will be on the same team. And then you're kind of.
When I was running track, I think my senior year, we were at some invitational, and our varsity team wasn't, we didn't have a lot of guys, but our junior team was pretty well stacked with guys. So they put me in the junior, like said I was a junior, so I could run on like the junior team, and our, like, we just dominated because we had,
Oh my God. Yeah. Just stack up one of the split squad teams. Just put them
all right there. I was the ringer. I was a senior, like running with a punch against a freshman and just, dominating these freshmen.
So as training camp goes along, we'll obviously have more to talk about. And as the lines become clear, as we get more quotes from players, I'm sure they'll start talking to them more and stuff like that too. We'll keep you updated. So we'll be back Monday talking about the split squad game for sure and how those went. Lines, anything else from training camp, because they're going full bore all the time. We'll be back. We're back 5 days a week. So yeah, stay here. If you want to ask us any questions or get at us, you can do that on Twitter at Locked On Sharks. You can also do that at Facebook or Instagram, where JD puts up all of our work. So you can drop us a line there if you want, or check it out there. All of our shows go up on Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, wherever you listen to a podcast. I'm pretty sure they're everywhere. So if you can't find it, let us know. We won't be able to do anything, but we can at least show you what Spotify is. Gmail.com. Yep. That's an email that we have. And you can find JD, who's making our sweet Teletubby graphics, at My Fry Hole.
You can thank Kyle for listening at Kyle Demetrius.
Yeah. Good.
Good.
We'll be back on Monday. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Beer from the beer store.
Betting on sports doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast, brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get podcasts.